sky. Rope an old blue norther and milk it till it's dry. Bulldog the Mississippi, fences down flat.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Wednesday. We're still at the State House in Montgomery. Thanks to Representative Stathagen for making this happen. Every Wednesday we've been up here, and we've had a booked show. So I can always count on coming up here and getting six guests on the program, which is not bad. Real quick before we go to our next guest, with all the money going into education, the test scores improved, the education system needs to return to the way it was run and being students were taught 50 years ago. When kids could add without a calculator. Well, it's become this, though, named Texter, that we are, you got to teach a kid how to use the calculator now. There's some things that just, the technology has changed, I think. But no, not necessarily. We're spending a lot more money on education, but things maybe are marginally getting better, but not drastically. And that's certainly a legitimate gripe. But just keep this in mind. When you hear record education budget, yeah, but how much of that is because of Biden and inflation and the value of the dollar not being worth what it used to be, that you have these big numbers, bottom line numbers, but it's only because the value of the dollar is not worth what it was. So you got these, you're getting expansion in the economy, but they're just inflating. The numbers are just being inflated, GDP, the stock market, et cetera. And with that, the revenues that come into government, into the state government, they go to the ETF. They sound like big numbers, but they're not necessarily indicative of a big expenditure, say, on something that we're going to get tangible results out of. But anyway, enough of that. Joining us now here on the program, always a pleasure, Eagle Forum of Alabama, Becky Gerritsen, joining us here on the third floor of the State House. Becky, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on. It's great to be with you again.
Hey, thanks for coming by. You've done this a couple of times. We've done this in the State House. Before we get into some of the repugnant legislation that's being considered.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that feels that way.
Your observations watching this legislative session. I mean, you've been here, for a long time now. It may be, we don't necessarily as conservatives aren't like really wanting a well-oiled machine when it comes to state government, but it feels like a lot of things are happening. A lot of good things are happening, especially this year. But it does seem like things are kind of moving along more efficiently than they ever have.
Well, I have a little bit of a different view. This year, I feel like things are being rammed through so fast. When you sit,
let's be put it nicely.
Yeah. Well, okay. When you sit in these committee meetings, and these are transformative bills that have really been coming up over the last couple of weeks that really will change our state. And there's no discussion. It is, here's my bill. Here's what it's going to do. And then someone on the committee says, I give this a favorable report, and someone will second it, and boom, let's go to the next bill. And I'm shocked by that, because I think the public and the legislators need to know what they're doing.
Well, so much of this is decided before they even get there, right?
Well, and the bills are handed to the legislators. They don't even really understand what they've been given. And I feel, I wish some of them wouldn't take those bills, but it's hard to even have a really good conversation about some of these bills because it was just handed to them.
Well, do you feel that's true? It's more of a phenomenon in the House and the Senate, it seems. Is that fair?
No. In my opinion, I am seeing more companion bills this year. I mean, that does happen. A companion bills where one identical in the House and the Senate, and they kind of are moving at the same time. It used to be you would see companion bills every once in a while, but this year there are companion bills all over the place. Like, they're in a rush to get these done. So they're going to start in the Senate. They're going to start in the House. They'll meet in the middle to make it faster. Another very alarming thing I have seen a lot of this year is the substituting of bills.
Right, yeah.
They will do it on the floor. I mean, they will bring a whole new bill either to committee and say, here's my substitute. It can be completely different than what they talked about last week, and they don't have time to read it. And it doesn't really seem like, for the most part, I'm not hearing a lot of complaints from legislators about these substitutes.
I got in trouble a couple of weeks ago for talking about this, but and as efficient was the nice way of saying it, but it's like these lawmakers are given a list of bills you're voting on today, and you're going to vote this way, and don't ask questions sometimes.
That's how it feels as an outsider. I mean, I'm here every day. I see what's going on. I am not a legislator, but that is definitely the vibe that I get.
And don't you dare.
No, don't. And then the other thing that's so interesting this year, the amount of co-sponsors on these big, huge bills that nobody knows what they are. They'll have 40 co-sponsors, and it's Democrats and Republicans. It's very, very weird.
Well, this is a weird last session when they were having the closed-door caucus meetings, bipartisan.
Yes. Like, that was scary. Like, what is going on?
They're like convening a session legislature where the cameras are off, you know? And
yeah. I feel like what I'm seeing this year feels so much more like Washington, D.C., the same kind of stuff that they do, the shenanigans that they pull. And I know there are legislators that don't like it, but really, I'm not seeing a whole lot of pushback. I think leadership is in control, and they're just making
it happen.
There's
consequences. When you do speak out, and they will take it out on you, they will figure out ways to do so, they will punish you.
Yes, and they do. That is very true.
What we saw with the gambling bill, we saw somebody lose an office. We saw somebody
bills die.
About somebody who you would ever have thought would have voted for the gambling bill, all of a sudden is on the rules committee. Like, what?
Yeah.
So you see it, and I've always thought this about the House versus the Senate, and this is what got me in trouble. It's like, I was treated like school children, and you're going to do this and this and this and this, and you get out of line, well, there's a price to pay. And these guys, these new members especially, see that, and they're a little scared of their own shadow. They don't want to be seen with you in the hallway talking to you. They just, look, I'm just trying to serve my time and get on to sunny day. And I think that's bad government.
I do too.
In general. I don't, you know, I won't, people elect you. You worked hard. You worked your district. You raised money. You ought to be able to vote your conscience without having your arm pulled off of you, trying to get you to vote a certain way.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I agree that there needs to be public debate, more public debate.
But it's such a lack of engagement. Now. You know, how many people are paying attention to what's going on in the state house? It's all, and I've said this for years, Becky, the Alabama politics, it's very hard to comprehend. It's not a big state geographically or even a populated state. It's so tribal in nature, and understanding how these parts kind of come together. It took me 20 years to figure that out. And now I kind of get it. But like your average person just doesn't do this for a living, has no idea.
Yeah. You know what's so interesting though? I love to watch, if I can't be in a committee meeting, I love to watch online. Or if I missed one because I was in a different one, I'll go home and I'll watch the other one online. And where was I going with this? Oh, I was for these people who don't really pay attention, don't know what's going on. That is some really good TV sometimes. There are some really good debates, and this year, I am hearing things from the Democrats that I am cheering. Like, they are singing my song right now. They are using my talking points in my, you know, that I would have given them. And it's just really backwards, but it makes for good TV.
Well, you kind of watch that last year. You know, we saw that a lot more last year. It was Leader Daniels who was like sounding like the Reagan conservative at the very beginning of the session last year, while the rest of the chambers, they're focused on all these things you don't think the government should necessarily be involved with. Now, this year is a little different. I give them props on, when I say more efficient, early in the session, these bills typically happen after the BIR with the divisive concepts, the school choice. You just kind of go down the line, and a lot of those got done early this session, but that was like a red flag. Like, why are we doing these early?
Yeah. And gambling came out at the gate. It started off pretty fast. I mean, all those, they weren't going to let anything else go, when gambling came out, but you know, that kind of got stalled. But I think what they were doing is they were getting those big ticket items out of the way, so then they could bring in this innovation package, with all of these bills that are transforming.
Yeah, because usually, Becky, they do these workforce economic development, Team Alabama, whatever they want to brand it as, early. Like, they get that done. Sometimes they'll even call a special session to get it done. Mm-hmm. Why did this one come halfway through the session?
I mean, I have my thoughts as to why, but again, I think this is, they want to ram it through. Deals are done. We already know companies that are on the other end of this legislation. Hands have been shaken, and the bill hasn't even been voted on in the floor yet.
These innovation districts are weird. This piece of legislation, taking out the way no bid situations, and
turning everything into corporations, and they're able to lend money. And
it's also like what they did had the way somebody was like watching what was going on with DeSantis and Disney and Reedy Creek, and they were like, "Hey, why don't we do this for the power company in Alabama?" It's just like Florida has Disney. Like, we have Alabama Power or Southern Company or whatever, and that's what it looks like to me.
Well, when you look, and Eagle Forum has done a lot of work on the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset, and I think that's why that article that came out in 1819 News today from our organization regarding these bills is because the red flags are all over. This is the global agenda. Now, we've had these regions in our state for a while. You just really haven't heard about them. But this regional kind of thing, it's very global. This, all the innovation language, this all out of the 2030 goals, the UN and the World Economic Forum. And that's why we're just very alarmed. Thank you for having me on to let people know, hey, pay attention. There's a lot going on at the State House that is going to transform our state.
The way it's peddled to us is, this is a workforce, and we're going to be better equipped for the next century. The talking points. But, I mean, deep down, like, it just looks like cronyism, corporate cronyism.
And that is not the role of government. The role of government is to protect our freedoms. It is not to be, let the free market do its thing. But we are just
picking so many winners and losers these days.
It's centralized economic planning.
Yeah, and that's what it is.
Which is socialism, for those
when is enough enough with these economic incentive packages and development packages? Like, we're picking winners and losers. I was like talking to a candidate for governor several years ago. He's like, I talked to business owners. They say they'd almost be better off moving to Georgia for a year than coming back to Alabama because everything's so laden with incentives.
Mm-hmm. But the citizens don't get incentives. The citizens aren't getting a tax break. The ones who've been here working hard all these years building their business, they're not getting anything.
They're not getting the interstate highway built to the front doorsteps of their corporate headquarters or whatever, their manufacturing facility with all the sewer and water and all that infrastructure. And I mean, that stuff comes at a cost to the taxpayers. It's not just free. But this is like, last year we were renewing the economic incentives. Remember, Becky, it was like, well, every state does it. We got to do it, too, to be competitive. Mm-hmm.
Song this year, too.
I find it to be such an unacceptable answer. It sounds like code for this is how we can kind of launder state resources to the private sector.
Yeah. Well, in some of these states, they have done these innovation packages and some of these innovation ideas in certain areas of a state. And what we're seeing this year, the entire state of Alabama we're going in full bore into all of it. We're not going to try it out. We're just going to make it happen, and it's going to happen all over the state.
Yeah.
That's kind of freaky, too.
It is. It's like, these ought to be local bills. If you're going to do them, they ought to be local. But why is the entire legislature having to do this? So, like, for example, one of these things is supposed to be Jefferson County or Shelby County. So, why not just make that a local bill? No, we want it for the entire state. Why would you do it that way? And I just think that they got designs on a bigger, much more expansive thing than what they're letting on.
Yeah. Well, and if you're talking about the Farm Center bill, I do categorize that a little bit different than the innovation bills, in that it is like, I kind of dumb it down to, it's like a large 4-H center, kind of like Garrett Coliseum. That was a private corporation also. It was for the good of the state. People bring in, showcase their agricultural wares and all that. And that is what's going to be happening at that Hallmark land up there in Jefferson County. So I'm not seeing that as this global innovation bill kind of thing. But I think because of the timing, it's getting lumped in with all the others.
Well, the innovation district, and just that was the red flag for me was like where they wanted to strip all the bid requirements. So much of what we're doing right now in Alabama, Mickey, is I don't know, it's like this construction management stuff and not really going through traditional processes to make sure everything's fair and done right. And we're trying to find everything's an end around right now.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and just a way to and I can't help it. I mean, I sit here and I look at it like, well, this is favoring one of the big power players who's in these hallways. What's going on here? Why are you doing it this way? Jobs, Jeff, don't you know? Jobs. It's so unsatisfactory.
Yep, I agree. And it's not the role of government, but it has become the role of government.
It has, and that's where we are. Well, real quick, before we get you out of here, folks want to find out more about Eagle Forum, and they want to check out the op-ed. Obviously, 1819 News up on our front page, but what else?
AlabamaEagle.org is where you can find out more, and we've got a couple of big action items. If we have a take action tab, so there is the World Health Organization. We've got a big bill we're trying to push for that. So there's action items that people can find, but we'd love for you to sign up and get our weekly emails on what's happening at the legislature.
Yeah, check that out. We got to get a break in here. Becky, thanks for coming on. This is the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5. There's someone for everyone.